It doesn't work to criticize or punish a child if what you are trying to do is get the child to alter her behavior. To say nothing about trying to help her develop a positive self-image, which, by the way, is the only space from which she can easily alter her behavior. Remember, you do not want the child to simply stop her behavior, but to alter it. There is a difference. Punishment, or the threat of it, can perhaps work once in a while in getting another to stop a certain behavior. But the behavior will start up again in some very near future, as parents and presidents have learned. Because punishment merely halts behavior. It does nothing to change it. Many people do believe that punishment is an appropriate and effective remedy for misbehavior. And many people do believe that God punishes human beings for not obeying his laws, and that human beings, therefore, have the moral authority and the responsibility to do the same to each other. All of this is untrue. But your species believes many things about God and about life that are untrue, and that make it just about impossible to live together in peace and harmony. Most of these beliefs were given to you when you were young, and many of you have passed them on to your children in precisely the same way they were passed on to you.
Is it fair to say that schools have played a big role in all of this?
That would be putting it mildly.
I thought so.
It is the objective of most schools to teach humanity's offspring to duplicate the lives of their parents. The best way to ensure this outcome is to have children memorize the same things their parents memorized. Then they will come from the same knowledge base, hold the same understandings, embrace the same beliefs, think the same thoughts, and exhibit the same behaviors. Because those who embrace tomorrow's God will want to assist humanity in releasing its false beliefs about God and about life. The emphasis in future schools will not be on getting children to duplicate, but to create. Duplication is one thing, creation is another, and I ought to know. In the days of the new spirituality, the focus of education will be on creation. Creation education, this will be called. And it will be the biggest single difference between yesterday's schools and tomorrow's.
What'll this be like? What'll it be about?
It will be about showing young people who they really are. It will be about opening them to the Creator within. It will be about allowing them to see and to believe in themselves as the source of their experience and the authority over their lives. It will be about returning them to their own inner wisdom and encouraging them to fashion their own innermost truth. It will be about showing them specifically how to do this. It will be, most important, about connecting their minds to their souls, connecting their bodies to their minds, and experiencing all three as one. And ultimately, about experiencing everything as one. Creation education will be about experiencing everything as one and yourself as the creator. This is not something that is currently taught in many schools.
Many? I'm not sure it's taught in any.
Creation education will be centered around the following major messages that the new spirituality will bring to children. One, you are one with everyone and everything in the universe, including God. All things are part of one living system. Two, because you are one with God, you have the power to create what you wish to experience in your life. Three, the way you create is by what you think, say, and do. Four, it is not possible to make a mistake in the process of creation. And failure is an illusion. Everything that you create is perfect, just as it is, including you. Five, when you create, you're fulfilling the purpose of your life, because creating is how you grow and evolve. And that is what you and all living things are on earth to do. Six, life itself is your greatest teacher, and it has built-in consequences but never punishments. Punishment is not a part of God's plan and has no place in God's kingdom.